Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me today for today's devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about when God says, not yet. Have you ever told a child, not yet? Pretty much every time they take not yet as no. Cue the tantrum. But you didn't say no. You just said, not yet. Not yet, because you're driving and getting what they're asking for is dangerous at the moment. Not yet, because maybe they need to eat first, or they're just not ready. Not yet could be for a million reasons that they just don't understand. It doesn't mean no. It means not right now. Sometimes we act the same way with God. We take his delays or his not yet as a no. Sometimes we even think, he didn't answer our prayer. But the truth is, not yet is an answer to prayer. And sometimes God will say no. That's also an answer to prayer. We should trust him when he tells us no, because he is a good father and he knows the path that will bring us the least amount of pain. He knows the future. So when he shuts a door, we shouldn't try to pry it open. But God also often says, I intend to give this to you, but not yet. And there's a big difference between a delay and a denial. A delay is not a denial. Sometimes the time isn't right. Sometimes the request is right, and it's an okay timing, but we're not right. And God wants to do something in our life before he gives it to us. We're not ready to handle the answer, because often his answer is a bigger one than we want to get. And when God wants to give us something, but he's waiting on us, he's waiting on us to grow, that's an answer. Sometimes God says, I'm going to give this to you. That's a good request. That's fine. But you're not ready to handle it yet. It's just like giving a little kid travel luggage to carry into the airport. They can't carry it. It's too heavy. Use delays as an opportunity to grow. In the season of waiting, do all you can to seek after him. Grow in maturity. Grow in love. God is often waiting on us to grow, so that we can handle what's next. Also, if you're waiting on an answer to prayer and you're experiencing delay, maybe take a look at what's the last thing God told me to do? Have you done it? Go back and obey the last thing that God told you to do. You may be experiencing delay because he's actually waiting on you. God is in control. He knows what he's doing. We must trust him and his timing in every area of our lives. Let me close with this verse. James 5, verse 7 and 8 says, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop? Patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Hey, I'm going to be praying for you today. And I hope you have a great week this week. God bless.